跟住之后呢就到到第六啦，单车意外数据文件编号76/25嘅，咁请问各委员关于呢、这个啱啱有嘉良头先有个提问啦，或者关于上述有关于揸车或者单车意外啊，或者啲违法嘅问题咧，希望警方可以俾啲资讯我哋啦，唔该。有冇其他委员有对于上述嘅问题？阿美红，唔该。
唔该，主席，一个简单问题嘅啫，都系想问翻电动可移动工具嗰个规管嘅过程，而家有冇个最新嘅进展或者个步骤去到边度？因为就越嚟越多呢方面嘅一啲工具啦，咁但系咧，即系似乎净系执法，亦都冇一个规管。咁其实即系都讲咗四五年嘅时间啦。咁啊，你哋会唔会上立法会，定系而家去到边个程序咧？都希望可以有少少资讯，唔该。
或者运输署有冇回应对于上述嘅嗰个条例啊？我哋有冇啲新嘅諗法，然后先再俾警方做嗰个執法嘅问题。咁条例上有冇啲因为讲真，其实而家啲科技就越嚟越发达啦。咁我哋有冇边啲条例係可以需要改善，或者你哋喺部门上面有冇听到有咩讯息可以分享俾我哋啊？唔该。
系，唔该，主席。咁因为我而家咧就冇关于呢个电动可移动工具手头上冇呢个资料啊。咁或者我都会转交俾我哋相关组别，咁佢哋会后去补充翻。唔该。
咁警方代表睇下有冇关于上述你哋嘅专业嘅信息俾到我哋啦。咁同埋你哋平时執法嘅问题有冇啲有冇困难啊？或者我哋未来方向系点样可以做好啲？都系大家都系安全使用道路问题啦。唔该。
Chairman, from the police point of view, we're fully aware of the situation with electrical mobile devices. There are some community concerns with this, primarily, I would say, with Oimojai, people delivering food on these bikes, they tend to ignore some of the traffic lights, traffic directions. So we do regular operations, roughly once every month or 2 months to target these make arrests. And we will usually target people, the delivery riders, who are the most dangerous ones, who will ride on the pavements or ignore traffic lights. We're aware that other members of the community will use like electric scooters, electric bikes from time to time. But we have to work within the framework of the law. So when we do operations, we will make arrests. Normally, we'll make between 3 to 5 arrests on each operation for various offences. But we do try and target the more dangerous people using, or the more dangerous users of these devices.
Thank you. 有冇其他提问啊？答唔答到啊？嘉良嘅问题系唔该。
即係都多謝警方嘅執法啦，咁我都同意嘅，即係我哋幾見到嗰啲就係有啲即係嗰啲送外賣嗰啲有啲係真係衝紅燈啊，或者喺行路嗰度飛住行咁樣呢，即係有啲危險嘅，我覺得即係佢警方係針對性執法呢，我哋呢個方面係支持嘅。咁至於嗰、那個即係將來呢個其他嗰啲即係個電動車嘅嗰個管理嗰樣嘢呢，我覺得即係我都希望警即係將來政府可能會即係去研究條例去融合用，即係令到市民可以休閒嘅過度去使用呢啲嘅新科技產品啦。多謝。
好，對於上述嘅報告有冇其他提問？咁啊，若果冇嘅話咧，就係請各委員備悉啦。咁